From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S.-Russian accusations go back and forth. A top Russian diplomat has criticized the U.S. for creating unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria when it publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks that were aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. On the Russian military website, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the supercharging of emotions about Russian hackers is being used in the pre-election fight. The current administration taking part in this fight is not averse to dirty methods. Late Friday, the U.S. administration stopped short of calling Russia's intrusions an act of cyber war, but said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee in July. The commander of U.S.-led international forces in Afghanistan, together with the country's defense minister on Saturday, traveled to a nearly besieged southern Afghan city and assured residents they would not let it fall to the Taliban. A security source told VOA the Taliban captured four outposts around the provincial capital of Lashkar Gah, the capital of Helmand, and both sides suffered heavy casualties in the fighting. He refused to give any figures for Afghan security forces. General John Nicholson, commander of NATO's Resolute Support Mission, told tribal elders in Lashkar Gah that the international air power and enablers will be available to Afghan security forces. He promised the city will never fall to the opposition. He also added that his coalition will increase consultant missions to help Afghan army and police personnel to improve the situation in Helmand. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Philippines has announced it has officially informed the United States that joint patrols in the South China Sea have been suspended following orders from President Rodrigo Duterte. Longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, began planning joint patrols under the previous Philippine government, which had sought to attract a greater U.S. military presence in the region to counter Chinese efforts to take control of the South China Sea. In the meantime, President Duterte's 100th day in office since his inauguration was greeted by various rallies around the country. One activist was Renato Reyes.
A president who is thinking of national sovereignty and national interest and who is not bowing down to the United States. That is the most important contribution that the president has made in his first 100 days.
Bangladeshi forces killed four suspected Islamist extremists during raids near the capital of Dhaka today. It is part of the latest clashes in the country's ongoing crackdown on militants. Police have conducted a series of raids on suspected militant hideouts since extremists stormed a Dhaka cafe in July and slaughtered 22, mostly foreign hostages. In this week's address, President Obama highlighted wage growth over the course of his presidency. Since taking office, Mr. Obama states that the U.S. economy has created over 15 million new jobs. Significant wage increases have been a hallmark, he says, of his time in office.
Between 1980 and 2007, real wages barely grew each year. But because the policies we put in place are working, working families are finally seeing their wages and incomes rise too.
He also suggested that the burgeoning U.S. economy has lifted more than a few boats.
We lifted 3.5 million people out of poverty, the largest one-year drop in the poverty rate since 1968.
Much of the success, he claims, is also attributed to those states that have raised the minimum wage.
And states that have raised their minimum wage have seen stronger earnings growth in low-wage jobs compared to states that have not.
The president also challenged the Republican-led Congress to put a politics aside and act on common sense ideas that'll be good for everyone. The sound of Hurricane Matthew hitting Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, with video showing portions of the downtown area under as much as a foot of water. Hurricane Matthew's moving northward just off the eastern U.S. coast, causing mass evacuations from Florida to North Carolina. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 165,000 kilometers per hour, rainfall predicted from 20 to 38 centimeters. And meantime, new information tells us the storm killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of people homeless. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.